I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The images were gripping. Earlier this summer, violent protests swept across Turkey. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets to condemn the ruling Justice and Development Party, also known as the AKP. They decried what they see as Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's increasingly authoritarian rule after 10 years in office. In response, Erdogan held his own rallies. The result? Well, it's been mixed. As Dalia Mortada reports from Istanbul, some AKP supporters have been put off by AKP leaders and their rhetoric, while others who hadn't voted for the socially conservative party are now on its side.
Emre considers himself to be socially and religiously conservative, but politically moderate. He says he fully supported the protests in Istanbul when they were focused on saving a small park in the city's center. But when they exploded into nationwide demonstrations, he grew skeptical. Emre says things were just too organized to be a spontaneous people's movement.
You know why? Because in this country, always there has been a dirty game being played. You know what I mean?
The dirty game Emre is referring to is Turkey's political history. Before the AKP came to power in 2002, the country's politics were riddled with conspiracies, power plays, and military coups. Whenever the people elected a government the military didn't like, the army stepped in and took them out. This was especially true when parties with religious ties won elections.
We have suffered a lot before, mainly, I mean, from the military side. We have suffered a lot because they never wanted Turkey to be religious.
Despite the AKP's religious identity as an Islamic political party, Emre didn't used to support them. He says he doesn't like their economic policies, that they've made Turkey rely heavily on imports. But when Emre saw images of guys throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails at police, he was reminded too much of how Turkey used to be.
I was not supporting AKP at all. I was not going to vote for them. That's what I was saying. Now, if we go for elections by tomorrow, I'll have to give to my vote to AKP.
Emre, on the other hand, had once been a fan of the socially conservative party. When he and his siblings were in school back in the 90s, headscarves were banned from all government buildings, including public schools and universities. So his sisters had to attend private religious schools. When they wanted to go to college, they were penalized because of where they went to school.
There was this super powerful, scary military on top of everything. You know, it's the military was sitting where the law should be in an ideal system, I guess.
The military had a history of supporting secularism to the point of religious oppression. So when the AKP emerged, people like Emre and his family were hopeful. As promised, the party removed the military from power. The headscarf ban was lifted and people could freely practice their religion. The economy improved. But as years went on, Emre says Erdogan and the AKP became increasingly authoritarian.
Any law that they would create would pass from the parliament like so easily. And they really started changing their language and tone.
So when the protest started less than 2 months ago, Emre joined them.
I don't know. I felt really angry about it, you know. Like, I guess like that's when I said enough.
And Emre points out that things are getting worse. The protests aren't as violent as they once were. Most of the time, people just gather in local parks to discuss what they want from the government. But in recent days, police have conducted overnight raids on protesters' homes. The government says it's investigating millions of tweets for inciting riots. The Ministry of Health is investigating doctors who treated injured protesters. And journalists have been detained and their photos erased from their cameras. In Istanbul, those in favor of the AKP and those against have become increasingly polarized. Groups claiming to be Erdogan supporters have violently attacked several of the park forums. Emre blames the radical groups amongst the protesters for the polarization. But Emre says it's the prime minister's provocative language that has pitted supporters and critics against each other. At this speech before a raucous crowd, Erdogan claimed that protesters entered a mosque with beer. In Islam, alcohol is forbidden, and drinking inside a mosque is an incredible insult.
In this digital age, everybody should know that he's lying. You know, even like the guy who works at the mosque came out and said, no, I didn't see anybody who was drinking. And still people believe that.
But insulting Islam was pretty common in the days before the AKP. So Emre says that people like him are inclined to believe Erdogan. The mosque debate is just a small glimpse into the ongoing divide in Turkey's politics. But both Emre and Emre agree that the AKP is likely to win at least 40% of the votes in next spring's regional elections. The problem is, say critics like Emre, for all the shouting, there isn't really another group that represents them, or that's organized enough to take on the mighty AKP. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.